Hello, welcome to Da Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow, and this is the show after episode 13. Coming back because I have something on my mind that has been out in the atmosphere and out of control and ridiculous, and I'm going to set the record straight. This is a message about virginity, and I'm talking about my virginity because what happened was there's this guy in school, like the last year of middle school. I'm like, he's kind of cute and, you know, talks to everybody and was interested in him. Anyway, got in a phone conversation. This person came over. And I'm just thinking that's what friends do. You know, you just invite friends over, have some fun, chop it up. That's always been in my mind. But yet this person wants to have sex and give me the worst experience. To bring it home, this person did not have a phylactery. My bad, prophylactic. And thought it would be a good idea to use an actual sock bag. Now, anyone who has seen a sock bag back in the 90s, like late 90s, knows that they're thick and rough and coarse. And if you held it in your hand long enough and rub it against your skin, that you're going to bleed. I brought that up to say this. Anybody that would do something like that and think that, oh, I'm just going to deal with that for my entire life and to be treated so disrespectfully is out of their mind. This goes to all the men who were jerks and a-holes. Message to all girls that, and boys, that want to lose their virginity because they're watching movies and the movie will say, oh, I'm such a nerd, I'm such a douche, I'm still a virgin. And they make fun of themselves like they're the most weirdest, uncool person in the universe because they're a virgin. Let me tell you something. America, that was incredibly irresponsible. And it's disgusting. Reality check, virgins, sex can be C-A-N good, but it can also be bad and a bad experience. Now, I should have learned my lesson right then and there with the guy that wants to use a sock bag. And it took me a really long time to want to not be a part of that at all. I have a 21-year-old, and she's in college, and I tell her, you don't have to worry about sex that much right now, because you have your entire life to do that. Win by getting good grades, a degree, a career, having yourself stable, not getting pregnant so young like I did with you. Bam. Right there. And I would tell my kids the same thing. Don't get crazed about it because you see someone on TV or someone you know having sex and you hear all the sounds and oh, it's like the greatest thing and it could be fake and you know, you do it, you go for it, and it's not like what it's supposed to be. Don't waste your time. And with me, I came to this epiphany like 3 years ago when, like after I had Nora, and it's like I kind of believed in like Catholic teachings where you don't wear prophylactics, and if you get pregnant and have a baby, it's of God and things like that, and a child is a blessing, all that. And that's how I ended up having, like, four kids in my 30s. And the epiphany was, oh my God, as a woman, I have to be responsible for birth control for my entire life. And I guess it took me that long to realize that, because I was celibate with my oldest daughter's father for like from 19 to 29. And I didn't have to worry about that. But still, like, I'm thinking, like, oh my God, that is just, I just felt a lot of pressure, you know, after I'd had so many kids. I'm like, I just thought about it, like, that is just a lot to have to, you know, to be a woman. Like, to be a woman is a lot, because the pressure is coming from, like, I was talking to a doctor and we were going over birth control and they had all these side effects, and I'm like really, 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 really sensitive. And I couldn't take the hormones. I took the pill. I couldn't take the hormones. And it didn't make me crazy or nothing. It just, it wasn't working for me. And I was on Depo, Provera, and like all of the stuff, and the hormones just kind of threw my cycle out of whack, and it just wasn't working. And I'm like, what am I gonna do? And I just can't believe, like, it's like no one taught this stuff to me. You know, it's like something that's not really taught. Like, no one ever taught me that as a woman, I'm gonna have to be responsible for birth control when I start having a menstrual cycle and able to reproduce. Like, no one told me that, so I didn't think about it. So yeah, that message for virgins is to be wise and, like, don't go crazy, because you have your entire life to enjoy your body and your experience. Yeah. And sex is pleasurable and, you know, like, very pleasurable and, like, really good and fun and, like, all those wonderful things. If, another thing, it's with the right person, because, like, if you're in love with somebody, it's a different experience than if you're just, you know, having an organ party. And, you know, there's a lot of that organ party, you're just smashing, like, whatever. Our organs are connecting together. And, you know, it's just not, it's nothing. Another thing about marriage, and I reconsidered this because I would watch Wendy Williams, and Wendy Williams would give advice that in your 20s you don't want to get married because you're missing out on life, and it's just, there's just so many other guys and you're just not ready, blah blah blah. But I was in a relationship where I considered myself married for like all of my 20s. So I have a really different take on marriage. And I was in a Christian church at the time that I got pregnant with my daughter. And I went back to church after I had the baby, talked to the pastor, and she says, it's a shame to have a baby out of wedlock, or something to that nature. And there's still people to this day running around talking about it's a shame to have a baby out of wedlock and stuff like that. So I'm just putting that out there because you want to be aware of it. I have a whole different take about marriage, and yeah, I left that. I left that church after that because, like, I had been there and made friends and stuff like that. But if that big life event is going to, like, take a toll on the church, then it wasn't worth it. Like, I could find another church, and yeah. I didn't see a lot of marriage in my family, and to leave it off, I want to say, like, if you still believe in, what is it, marriage before sex, cool, you know? You don't have to worry about it being a young age, because guess what? I didn't get burnt up in my 20s because I was in a committed relationship. Like, I'm thinking, like, I would hate to have went through my 20s and, like, caught an STD or something, or just got completely burnt up, and no, that wouldn't have worked for me. Like I said, I wanted, if I do want to get married, I want to get married someplace where there isn't gay marriage. And speaking more to that, that does not mean that's my final choice for whoever has something to say about that. Like, I could change my mind, and not saying, like, I'm feeling any pressure or anything, all right, I changed my mind, blah, blah. No, because I will never change my mind, but I could change my mind where I'm like, you know what, I just feel like marriage is for me, and I want to do it now, and I feel totally cool with it, and it's just about me and the union, whatever. But yeah, that, just because I say something, like, you don't have to be so anal about things. But yeah, how I started the story is, like, that person who gave me that experience, and even people that I was with, did not marry me. And, you know, to this day, like, I'm completely over it. I never want to be with a guy that would disrespect me and talk about me and harass me and stop me from being able to financially take care of myself and my children. That is the lowest of the low. And that person that did that to me, I wouldn't allow him to make sock bags in my company. And the last point that I am going into now is about, I have 3 baby's fathers. I have 5 children. And people who go about things based on race, and it's a racial issue, and getting sued and all that type of BS, is not something I want to be a part of. You are cut off from my life. Anybody that's going to go after my finances and try to stop me from making money is a non-factor. And anybody, and this is the craziest, this is how you know these people are insane and crazy. You would tell your daughter and your child, based on race, to be disrespectful and not respect her mother, and to be absent from her mother, and not listen to her mother, and not be there for her mother, and not have a relationship. But then you claim that you have this connection. You have absolutely no connection to me at all. This is not some weird groupthink thing. And I don't like groupthink. That is something I really don't like. Oh, I'm with this person, therefore the whole nation is. That is so utterly trash. Anybody that would, like I said, I gotta say it again, because I don't think you heard me. Anybody that would go after my finances is out, cut off. And anybody that would start some stuff based on race is out, cut off. And we might as well make it 3. Anybody that would cut off a connection with their child or try to use their child in a way to have control and use it against me and not have a relationship, that's not only damaging to, and don't think that you ruined and damaged the, don't even, but that's damaging to the parent and to the child, is what I'm saying. And anybody that doesn't care about the parent or the child and just doing it for control and to be crazy is cut off, is out. And the same thing, you can exit stage left and take several seats back. And I wouldn't want you to work at my sock bag company. So, yeah. I think that's everything. I wanted to hit on the virginity topic. Because it would be irresponsible for me not to say something like that to the youth. Like, get your mind right. Anybody that's pressuring you and trying to sexually traffic you and wanting you to do certain things where you're disgusting, because here we go with another issue, not issue, but like thing. What I was talking about in Seraphim, how I was getting stalked, and it's based on these people's perception, and it's because, get it or not, they're disgusting. Like, they think they're disgusting and they're really paranoid and think like somebody is just, but like I said, it, how many light bulbs does it take for the elite and Hollywood to screw in a light bulb? It still didn't surpass me and what's going on, because I have what it takes. Okay, I mean, they're already on my time, which is not going to end well for these people, because like I said, I may not come across as like someone that's really self-centered and like all about themselves and just I suck up the air around me and stuff like that, but I really, 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 really care about like myself and the things that I'm able to do. Oh, and one other thing that I forgot to say about my plans for this year is I want to work out more. Speaking about how I care about myself. Yeah. And that's like big. I want to get in shape. I want to have the perfect body again. I want to feel great and live my life. And I have my beautiful children and all of that. And yeah, that's like kind of the, that is the person that I am. But yeah, got off that route talking about being disgusting. Like, yeah, you don't really, I mean, some people just want to be that way, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, that is my advice. And in case you just came in or you missed it, you people that use my daughter and didn't want me to have a relationship with my daughter or any of my kids to use it as control, you people are T to the R to the A to the S to the H. Trash, 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 trash. Anybody that mess with my finances and wanted to stop my flow of money, like I talked about in the last episode as well, all of that is going to come back to you. And you're going to wish that you would have never did that. And guess what? It's not me like, ooh, I want to get back at this person, blah, 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 blah. No, it's not that. It's what you have done. It is just the regular cycle of how things work in the universe. It's just a cycle. And you put yourself in that cycle. So I do nothing, you know? I don't have to do anything because you put yourself in that cycle. So that's your problem. But yeah, I am done. D-O-N-E. Oh yeah. Also, there's this big STD thing that's going around and, you know, it's being talked about. And anybody that wish that on me or wanted to or tried is really, really disgusting. I don't have time for all the freaking. See, there is a lot of bad karma out there. And to the person who thinks jokingly like everything is a game and everything is a joke and have a blessed infection to the world, because that's not going to happen with me. I'm just saying, who the person who just goes up on TV and just runs off at the mouth and says that, I won't say like you don't know what you're saying, because you do know what you're saying. So I would never say that. People wishing ill and wishing negative and all that, you are C-U-T-O-F-F. And you know what rhymes with that. I said that I'm getting into songwriting, but that doesn't mean I'm going to sing. Not. I think I can sing a little bit, but I think that I am done with this topic. I was going to like make a beat and really go into it, like boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick, boom, chick, boom. Anybody that mess with my finances, anybody that try to put my kids away from me. Bam, 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 bam. But I feel that's it because I've said it over and over again. So yeah, that's my show. Thanks for listening to Da Illuminati and have a good night.